From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Many weeks after voters in Michigan and Florida went to the polls, we still don't know if their delegates will be seated at the Democratic National Convention. The National Party stripped them of their delegates when they decided to hold their primaries before February 5th, but the state parties went ahead and held votes anyway. Now the race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is so close that neither is likely to win enough delegates to secure the nomination in the remaining primaries. So the status of the Michigan and Florida delegates looms large. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us to bring us the latest developments. And Mara, up until today, there had been some optimism that Michigan Democrats would be able to pull off a second primary, a revote on June 3rd. Now that's not looking so likely. What happened?
Not looking so likely. The word we hear from Michigan is this is, quote, mostly dead. And the problem is that it's a lot harder to have a revote than people thought. I mean, first of all, the Michigan state legislature has to vote on this to pass a law. They're going out of session after Thursday, and there really isn't very much time to plan for an election that has to be held by the first week in June, according to the party rules. The Clinton campaign is for a revote as it's been submitted to the legislature or talked about to the legislature. The Obama campaign says it's reviewing this proposal, but it's very complicated. And one of the objections that the Obama campaign has is that his name wasn't on the ballot in that early election. A lot of his supporters, since they couldn't vote for him, decided that since it was an open primary, they'd go and vote in the Republican primary. They've probably voted for John McCain. So a lot of Democrats and independents, and even Republicans who might have voted for Obama, didn't. Well, guess what? The rules say, oops, you've already voted in the Republican primary. You can't vote in the revote,
the do-over Democratic primary.
And that, they think, is unfair to them, since obviously those are a lot of those voters. His name wasn't on the ballot. And they point out that Senator Clinton signed a pledge to not campaign or, quote, participate in either Michigan or Florida. She says she's upheld that pledge, but her name was on the ballot in Michigan. His wasn't.
Now, in Florida, both names were on the ballot. And if the primary is mostly dead in Michigan, it seems pretty darn dead in Florida.
Seems deader than a doornail in Florida. The idea in Florida was to have a mail-in revote. That was opened for some public comments. And Karen Thurman, who is the state party chair there, said that almost all of the comments have been negative. So even though the Clinton campaign isn't blaming Obama for stopping that, the mail-in vote, it doesn't look like that's going anywhere. The problem in Florida, too, is how do you pay for it? The state party doesn't seem to want to raise the soft money that would be needed for it, and certainly the state itself is not going to pay for it.
So if these revotes are looking less and less likely, what's going to happen, Mark?
Well, first of all, the campaigns and the state delegations can go to the Rules and Bylaws Committee with another proposal. There are some Florida members of the House of Representatives who have come up with ideas for a formula by which you could reapportion the delegates. Hillary Clinton would still get the most because she, quote, won there, but maybe some of the delegates would be awarded to Barack Obama, reflecting the proportion of the national popular vote he got. It's very complicated, but they have to go to the Rules and Bylaws Committee of the Democratic National Committee and get approved. If not, they have to fight it out before the Credentials Committee in the summer.
Looking at the numbers right now, Mara, where are we in the delegate count?
Well, Barack Obama, according to the AP, has 1,617 pledged and committed superdelegates. Hillary Clinton has 1,498. John Edwards still has 18. That means that Obama has a 119 delegate lead over Senator Clinton. That's why she needs Michigan and Florida so badly, to narrow the gap with him on pledged delegates, but also to put on the board those popular vote numbers, so at least it will bolster her argument that it, in one indicator at least, she is almost tied with him.
Okay, Mara, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.